Good morning, and welcome to St. Michael on the Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity. Our announcements for this week are as follows. The dispensation to attend Mass will be lifted on June 11th. A letter from the Archdiocese with more information is available in this weekend's bulletin. A new six-week series of Seasons of Hope will begin in June. If you have lost a loved one and are looking for support, please consider attending. See this weekend's bulletin for more details. Friday, June 4th, is First Friday. Exposition of the Blessed Sacrament will take place immediately after the 8:30 a.m. Mass. Adoration will continue through the day and the night and will end with benediction at 8:30 a.m. on Saturday. All are invited to come and pray.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel reading is taken from the account just before Jesus is assumed into heaven. There are many things that are curious about this reading, but what stands out this week is that when the disciples saw him, they worshipped him, but they still doubted. Matthew's Gospel also makes it clear the disciples were ordered to be there at that mountain. And once he has them there, he gives them orders to go out into the whole world to baptize and teach all that he had commanded them to do. Commanding and doubting is not really what we have in mind when we think of worship. Many of us know by now that the word worship comes from the old English word worth-ship. We worship something that is of worth. Something that has great value to us demands our attention because we don't want to lose it. Put this way, our idea of worship gets pushed beyond just coming together to do some rituals and sing some songs and maybe get a good message or an emotional boost. What should be bringing us here to Mass week after week is that we know how precious God and our faith is, and so we're unwilling to lose it. This past year has brought this to the surface for many of us. Over this past year and a half, we have had to pare our life down to the most essential. It has forced us to face what we do not think we can do without. This past year and a half has given us a window into our soul to see if God and faith are really that important to us. That in spite of our doubts, did we make an effort to worship God and central to our life, even when we couldn't gather together. In a couple of weeks, the dispensation from attending Mass on Sundays is going to be lifted. And so the commandment to worship God and alone and keep the Sabbath day holy is going to be enforced again. While it might be required, it seems that our response over this past year and a half has already given us a clue to whether or not we really take worship seriously. What I think is a challenge for all of us today is to really see church as worth it. We have doubts. We don't like to be commanded to do anything. And often our idea of worship is sadly based on if we really feel anything afterwards. Our idea of worship has been boiled down to just another service, that if we don't get what we want, then it's really not worth it. This turns the meaning of worship upside down and makes us and our needs the center of worship, instead of God the center. The reality of Christian worship is that we come together not to get something, but to give something. To make it clear to the world around us and maybe remind ourselves that God is worth wasting an hour every weekend for. True worship requires us to change ourselves to be with God. And maybe the more difficult thing nowadays is to change our schedule so that we always plan our weekend around worshiping God, so that Mass is our excuse for missing other things, not other things our excuse for missing Mass. If we really want to worship, if we really want to show God to be worth it, then it starts here at this altar every Sunday. Because like the Gospel today, Mass reminds us that we're not here for ourselves, but for God. And God expects us to go out into the world armed with the grace that we receive here at this Mass to teach all nations and make them Christians by baptism. We come here to worship God because we're ordered to do so, even in spite of our doubts. But once here, the grace we receive equips us to go into the world to proclaim God to the world.